I was shocked. I think that, well, Councilman Stokes is definitely right, you know, getting involved in this conversation. You know, I look at the recent spike in violence last weekend as a conversation for all of us to have in terms of what we need to do collectively. And that means everyone stepping up to the plate. You know, for him to insinuate or suggest that our police officers are out there tipping off drug dealers on who's calling 911 on them, and for, you know, dragging a broad paintbrush across every, you know, member of the police department as being corrupt is, you know, not only outrageous and inflammatory, it's just outright untrue. You know, our officers are making these arrests, and let's before we even talk about that, let's just say this. You know, the FOP would be the first to admit that we have some officers on the street that don't belong there. And we've, you know, done, as a union, we've chosen not to represent corrupt police if they get caught doing that. As a matter of fact, it's the union who has suggested to the mayor and the police commissioner to raise our standards. Not just raise the salary, but raise the educational bar, unless you have some military experience, increase the training, and change the way we recruit and retain good police. Now, having said that, the officers that we have on the street right now, they are out there making arrests. But those arrests don't stand by themselves. You have to go to court, you have to take the witness stand, and you've got to testify. Not just our officers, but citizens on the street. And I know it's not easy. I spent 9.5 years at Homicide. I know that witnesses are afraid to come forward. But the problem is, Steve, if we let the thugs get back out on the street, then they keep doing what they're doing. And Carl Stokes knows that. And for him to, again, insinuate that we're in bed with the drug dealers, it's the other way around. It's you know, the judicial system is broken, but they're the ones who allow these drug dealers to get back out there. You know, I think that all of us need to step up. It's not time to be pointing fingers. It's time to be figuring out what can we all do collectively so we don't have these kind of spikes moving forward. And speaking of spikes, you know, Carl Stokes says that we tolerate it. The Balmoral Police Department wasn't expecting this spike last weekend. You know, we all know that when the weather gets warmer, people are outside more, they may get agitated. They may tend to be, you know, a little more violent at that time than in the colder weather. But weather is just, you know, is a small piece of the bigger puzzle here. You know, Baltimore still has a crime problem. People still feel unsafe. And we need to, you know, address it when it happens. And, you know, New York has these spikes. Chicago had a big spike last summer where they had 40 people shot over one weekend. And then they cut homicides by 30%. We need to do a better job. We know that. But we're not going to get there with those kind of comments from a city council member who lives in the city, who knows what we're up against, who knows we're underpaid, who knows morale is short, and to make those kind of comments, I'm shocked.
We are hearing that, of course, one of the responses, and it's almost always the case when there's a sudden jump in numbers of shootings and so forth, there are more police, hours extended, and is there any doubt in your mind, given the fact that it does stress a finite number of people in the department, any doubt in your mind that the officers who are doing this are giving anything less than 100%?
None at all. I mean, I think you're right in the head, Steve. I think that, you know, this weekend, Deputy Skinner has said that they're going to put patrol officers out for an additional 4 hours on every shift. So the 3 to 11 shift will work. Stay 4 hours after their shift is done at 3 a.m. And the folks that are working the midnight shift, rather than come in at 11 p.m., they're going to come in at 7 p.m. That's Friday and Saturday. They will be on the street. They're working those extra hours. It's a strain on the city's overtime budget. But people forget the sacrifice that our men and women are making to keep the city streets clean. You know, I wonder where Carl Stokes will be at 11 p.m. or 12 midnight. He'll probably be out enjoying a dinner, having a few drinks, while our guys are out there pounding the pavement, driving the cruises, and answering the calls. Having said that, I still don't think the answer is more police. I think the answer is a reform of the crime map, you know, better deployment, raise the standards, get a better paid police officer who are motivated and are willing to get the job done. But again, we alone can't do the job. We got to work with the city council, with the citizens in the neighborhoods. We need them to give us that information by calling 911 and reporting, you know, a thug with a gun, or the drug dealers are in this corner right here, there's their stash. But then they got to be willing to come to court with the police. The judicial system is comprised of, you know, the citizens and the police and the judges and the attorneys. You know, it's too often we go to court and it's like one or two witnesses who want to testify against someone who committed murder.